Sarah Baxter tapped her pen on the conference room table as she absent-mindedly chewed on her lip. She was dying to get out of there. It was 4:15, and she had a flight to catch. A flight to Paris to spend the weekend with her incredibly sexy boyfriend, Tyler Corrigan. She hadn't seen him in 3 weeks, and the wait was killing her. There was only so much satisfaction a girl could get from Skype chats, even when the guy on the other end of the computer was as beautiful and amazing as Tyler. He was perfect in every way, except for that whole billionaire head of a multinational conglomerate thing. She could have passed on that. Keep the sexy, lose the entitled money side of things. But it was what it was.
"Ms. Baxter, are we keeping you from something?"
Mr. Horowitz interrupted her reverie. Usually, he looked like a kindly version of Santa Claus, with the glasses and his white hair, but lately, he'd reminded her more of a very disappointed father who knew his daughter was sneaking out in the middle of the night to meet up with some boy, but wasn't going to confront her on it. It's not like she'd lied to him. She hadn't been sleeping with Tyler when she went to Australia. It's just that seeing Tyler again and hearing how much he'd missed her and still wanted her had led to them getting back together, which then led to her blowing off her job for a long weekend in New Zealand during one of the busiest accounting periods of the year. "I'm sorry, Mr. Horowitz. It's Friday afternoon, and..." She glanced around the room at the other members of the accounting team, all boring, quiet types, with short, mousy brown hair and conservative white dress shirts, even the women, who had no plans for the weekend except heading home to their 2.2 kids and equally boring spouses. Was she the only one who believed in wearing a little color in the office? She had on a hot pink top and bright blue skirt today, and why not? Had to have a little fun somehow. Unfortunately, her hot pink top stuck out like a sore thumb amongst all the whites and blacks and navies of her co-workers. Even the secretary at the front desk wore black and white every day. She should be used to standing out by now, but she wasn't. Walking the tonified halls of Corrigan Inc. made her feel like she was wearing a neon orange sash across her chest that read, "Trailer Park Queen, Doesn't Belong." Horowitz stared down at her.
"We need to get this report out today, Ms. Baxter. Do you have somewhere else you'd rather be?"
"Yes," but she couldn't say that. "No, sir, I'm sorry. Please, continue." 2 frickin' hours later, Sarah finally escaped that stifling, hot, confined space. As she grabbed her coat and her overnight bag, she heard a gentle cough and whirled around to see Mr. Horowitz standing there. She jumped backward, startled that he'd managed to surprise her.
"Mr. Horowitz, something I can do for you?"
He grimaced.
"Perhaps it would be best if we talked in my office."
She stared at him, biting her lip. She was supposed to fly out in 1 hour. If she left right now, she'd still make the flight. But if she stayed for even 10 more minutes, she wouldn't. Sure, she was taking Tyler's private jet, and was the only passenger, so not like they wouldn't wait for her, but that wasn't the point. The point was she didn't want to stay in the office 10 more minutes. She wanted to leave as soon as possible, so she could land as soon as possible, so she could see the man she loved and spend as much time with him as she could before she had to turn around and come back home. Unfortunately, that wasn't the type of thing you told your boss, even if your boyfriend was his boss.
"Can I make 1 quick phone call first, and then I'll be right there?"
Horowitz nodded and walked away. Was it her imagination, or were his shoulders slumped as if he had another person or two perched on them? Poor guy. They'd had one hell of a year between the Paris accounting scandal and some last-minute changes to the FASB standards. And then here she was, his go-to girl, daydreaming about long days spent in bed with her boyfriend instead of focused on her work. She hated the fact that she wasn't doing as well at her job as she used to, but she was in love.